last 2 days, I have completely shut myself off from the mainstream media. Haven't checked my email, so if you guys have sent me an email and I haven't replied, that's the reason why. Since I uploaded my video on Thanksgiving morning, all I've done is hang out with my family, watch football or the NBA. Oh, and we also started Yellowstone. Great show, by the way. Haven't checked Twitter, haven't checked my news feed. For the first time in a long time, I was clueless as to what was going on in the mainstream. My plan today was to keep things simple. My mind is still in vacation mode. I was going to do an easy video, something like talking about NBA or NFL ratings, and I was going to see you guys on Monday when we return to normal. I wasn't intending to go on another rant about the useless, shameless, pathetic, disgusting, vile mainstream media. I mean, we just talked about this the other day with Joy Reid. Just when I thought you couldn't get any more useless, just when I thought you couldn't be more shameless, just when I thought it was impossible to top Joy Reid's claims of mythical racism, the Washington Post steps up to the plate and publishes one of the most disgusting pieces of journalism that I've ever seen. For as long as I can remember, I have been telling you guys that the mainstream media hates the NFL. I mean, they hate the NFL. The Washington Post has dedicated this entire regular season to pointing out the so-called inequities in the NFL. They're calling it their blackout campaign. This season, we are examining the NFL's decades-long failure of hiring black head coaches. The day before Thanksgiving, one of the biggest days on the NFL calendar, the Washington Post decided to set the scope of their rectum rifle on Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys, America's team. On a day meant to celebrate the country, a day set aside to bring families together, a day where the NFL remembered the legendary John Madden, a day where the NFL showcased three exciting football games. There are so many positive things that we could be discussing about Thanksgiving in the NFL. What was Jerry Jones being bombarded with after the Cowboys beat the Giants? Was the media asking him about the Cowboys' top-ranked defense, the resurgence of Dak Prescott coming back from injury, the Cowboys being in the running for the NFC East, the future of Mike McCarthy who came into this season with his ass burning? No, 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 and no. Instead, they're asking Jerry Jones about something that happened 65 fucking years ago. They are asking him about something that happened before the vast majority of this audience was even born. Hell, my mom wasn't even born yet. Why are they doing this? Because Wednesday morning, the Washington Post published a picture of Jerry Jones standing in the back of a crowd of students who were preventing 6, 7, 8, 9 black students from entering North Little Rock High School. At the time, Jerry Jones was 14 years old. He was a minor. He was a curious kid wondering what the hell was going on. According to the Washington Post, this picture and what happened over 60 years ago ties directly into the mythical racism plaguing the NFL. Now, us normal people, we see or hear about this situation, we view it for what it is. Nothing. It means absolutely nothing. But you have to look at this through the lens of a shit fuck. 14-year-old Jerry Jones was in attendance while white kids were blocking black students from entering school. This must mean Jerry Jones is a mythical racist. In the 30-plus years that he has owned the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones has never hired a black head coach. Oh, the pain, the agony. He doesn't want to see a black man succeed. I don't remember hearing cries of mythical racism when the Cowboys replaced Tony Romo with Dak Prescott. I don't remember hearing these claims when he drafted that bum, Quincy Carter, and gave him chance after chance after chance. The Washington Post complained that Jerry Jones hires head coaches based on personal relationships. Yeah. You see, that's how it works in the real world. It's the same reason Jim Irsay brought in Jeff Saturday as interim head coach in Indianapolis. The Washington Post tried to make the point that the reason we don't see more black head coaches in the NFL is because Jerry Jones isn't leading the way. And the supposed reason Jerry Jones isn't leading the way is because he comes from the racist, segregated South. It took me about 30 minutes this morning to read this absolute filth. This hit piece on Jerry Jones, trying to tarnish his reputation, trying to cancel him over something that happened 65 years ago. All in the name of furthering this twisted narrative that the NFL is biased against black dudes. Never mind the fact Jerry Jones has made countless black men millionaires. Never mind the fact he gave the NFL's first openly gay player a second chance. When the Rams cut Michael Sam, who was there to give him another chance, Jerry Jones. The Washington Post claimed if Jerry Jones had actually drafted Michael Sam, other NFL teams would be more open to sign openly gay players. Same goes with black head coaches. This perceived notion is if Jerry Jones hired a black head coach, other teams would be willing to do so. Since Michael Sam, how many gay black players have been signed or drafted in the NFL? None. Once again, the media completely misses the mark here. In a competitive capitalistic society, equity does not exist. If Jerry Jones is one thing, he's consistent. He openly admits he hires based on relationships. Jimmy Johnson, his former roommate at Arkansas, Barry Switzer, personal friend, Jason Garrett, son of a longtime Cowboys scout. He was going to hire Dennis Green back in 2002. He ended up passing over him because Bill Parcells was available. Why was he going to hire Dennis Green? Was it because he was a black dude? No! They developed a personal relationship working on the NFL's competition committee. The Washington Post, they actually asked him about possibly hiring Dennis Green. They asked if diversity had anything to do with it. You know what Jerry Jones said? Diversity never crossed my mind. Now, shitfucks will look at this as a negative. See, he is not thinking about race when hiring head coaches. He's not supposed to be thinking about race. Jerry Jones is thinking about someone he can trust, someone who can win football games. Over the last couple of years, we have covered hundreds, maybe even thousands of stories of the absolute filth in the mainstream media. Every time I think they can't sink any lower, they prove me wrong. For the Washington Post to uncover a picture from over 60 years ago when Jerry Jones was a child, and to attempt to insinuate this is the reason he's never hired a black head coach. And then to take it a step further, insinuating this is why Jerry Jones isn't taking a leadership role in getting more black head coaches hired throughout the league. I'm rarely at a loss for words, but I can't even begin to describe how low this is. Most in the mainstream media, they are applauding the Washington Post for this bullshit. Mike Florio, for example. Mike Florio, one of the more infamous two-incher pinchers. He put down his tweezers and took a break from wanker spanking to pile on Jerry Jones. To be honest with you, I was expecting the same type of reaction from ESPN. I thought we would see an emotional breakdown from someone like Ryan Clark. Oh, Molly, I've been crying all night. I broke my emotional support shovel. Seeing Jerry Jones in that picture, it triggered me. It reminded me of my days in slavery, making millions of dollars in the NFL. I was completely surprised by the reaction of Stephen A. Smith. Brother Stevie, one of the purveyors of mythical racism, the man who is never afraid to spin a mundane situation into a case of racism. Listen to his reaction to this Washington Post story. Roll the film.
I'm pretty pissed off. And let me say this. I'm pissed off, but not for reasons that people would think. I'm very, very fond of Jerry Jones. And I'm not hiding that from anybody. Is his record perfect? No. But I'm pissed off because he doesn't deserve what just happened. He doesn't deserve it. One report, our report, said he was 14 years old. Yeah. Another report said he was 15 years old. At minimum, that's 65 years ago. You're gonna bring up a picture of Jerry Jones standing at this protest, no question what was happening is not something that anybody as a black person should be appreciative about. We had six students at that particular North Little Rock High School that was trying to desegregate the school.
No one should be okay with it.
Nobody should be okay with that.
Regardless of race.
We understand that. We get all of that. But you're going to bring up a photo of him when he was 14, 15 years old, 65 or 66 years ago. This is where cancer culture gets into the mix, and you're making an attempt to eradicate him, what he stands for, and all he has done. And by the way, I don't have a problem with the photo. I don't have a problem. If he was 30, 35, 40 years old, that's different.
Right.
14, 15 years old.
This is why I always say Stephen A. Smith is a paid propagandist. This is why I always say I don't think he really believes in the propaganda that ESPN forces him to push. Here we have a situation where the Washington Post, they literally set the ball on the tee. All Stephen A. had to do was grab a bat, hit a woke grand slam, sending all three shitfucks on base across home plate, then celebrate with a typical woke hug celebration, which involves plenty of ass grabbing. Instead, Stephen A. Smith, he calls the Washington Post on their bullshit, and that's what this was. Good for him. Good for him. I mean, this was a rare case of honesty at ESPN. There is no telling how long the Washington Post had access to this picture of Jerry Jones. They did an in-depth interview with him for this story. This piece took hours upon hours to complete. I gotta give them credit. They worked hard on this propaganda, but I thought the timing of release was interesting. They didn't publish this story last month. They didn't wait until the playoffs started in January. Most NFL coaches, they are hired in January or February. With this story being about the lack of black head coaches in the NFL, you would think that would be an appropriate time to publish it. The Washington Post, they published this story the day before Thanksgiving, biggest day of the NFL regular season, a holiday meant to unite people. These people work tirelessly to ruin anything that you enjoy. Jerry Jones didn't deserve this. The NFL didn't deserve this, but let me know what you think. The Washington Post tries to cancel Jerry Jones over a picture from 65 years ago. Give me your thoughts. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys Monday.